Blog Talk Radio.
You have tuned in to Moodlining by Numbers. I'm your host, Alexander Creek, and I'm joined, as always, by my lovely and amazing co-host, Tracy Wallace.
Hey, Alex. Hey, everyone. It's great to be here.
Yes, great to be here as well.
Yeah.
Tonight, we don't have a guest. It's just the two of us, and we're just going to do straight numerology readings and kind of talk about a little bit what that's about again. And we're really excited because it hasn't been just Tracy and I in a while, and we have a lot of callers. And we're just really excited to kind of delve into it and just kind of work with you guys. And it should be really fun. It's always fun to find out about your own numerology chart and kind of in really what energy is driving your soul.
That's right. And we always usually end up with a theme as well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's always some mm-hmm. sort of specific theme that pops up every show, whether it's like relationships or career or just, you know, like, or even something like integration with your higher self or something, you know, something like really cool like that. If you are interested in getting a mini reading or just kind of asking a question, feel free to call into 516-590-0993. And we will ask for your first name and your birthday and just kind of go from there. So really, you know, getting a full numerology reading, you use your full name at birth. That's on your birth certificate, and your birthday is really all you need. Tonight, we're just going to ask you your birthday just because of privacy reasons, and, you know, you don't really want that on the radio. And it's almost just like kind of like really nice tidbit. And the birthday is a really good way for us to tune in energetically. For me, and I think for Tracy as well, we really use numerology just as a tool to really, you know, do some healing and really kind of like, it's almost like we kind of let you know kind of how your soul operates or what your soul contract is, what your talents and abilities are, maybe blocks of challenges that you have in this lifetime. Numerology is just a tool that helps us do that because at the same time, of course, we're using our own intuition and working with our higher selves and your higher selves in a way to kind of really deliver that information. But it is really just the tool that we're using at the same time.
Right. It's a roadmap, really.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's really specific. It's really easy to learn, difficult to master. I think there are probably few people on this planet that have truly mastered numerology because there's really surprising amounts of depth to the system. You know, you think you got it, and then there's a whole another layer of information underneath it. So it's really quite
mm-hmm.
fascinating.
That's true.
Yeah, and we both learned it in classes with our teacher, Allison Bachman, and you can actually find her at visiblebynumbers.com. She's super cool and has years of experience, and she's really, really wonderful and really wonderful resource to learn from. And we both kind of tuck to it like ducks to water, really, you know, because I know that it just – learning that, it was just kind of like the gateway into learning about spirituality and your soul, and it's just fascinating because you learn about the people around you and how they really are, in a sense, you know, really what's
right
underneath the facade of who you think they might be, and it's just a very clear way to see people in your life, and that really helps you in your relationships if you can understand the people around you on a really deep level. You know, it kind of just helps you get along with people better. If you've never really gotten along with your brother or sister before, you know, and you might be able to find out in your charts why that might be. You could have maybe like karma from past lives, or maybe just numbers that maybe are somewhat incompatible. And you can kind of work through that to find common ground in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
How does, Tracy, how does numerology help you in your life?
I tell you, once I looked at my numbers and understood numerology, I understood myself so much better. I thought, oh, that's why I'm like this, and it's okay. I planned for this. You know, I have a lot of seven energy like you do. I need a lot of time to myself. And I always thought, gosh, what is that? And the seven energy really, really, seven energy is so, we contemplate so much. We need time on our own to do that.
Right.
And kind of downtime from listening and to the world. So, so it just helped me understand myself so much better. And then we're going to talk about the core numbers. So once I saw all my core numbers together, it just weaves such like a treasure map and a story of who you really are, and it helps you make sense of your life.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Because I think the key to understanding myself first was what healed me a lot. And really understanding these experiences I had when I was little that were more traumatic than anything, and understanding that that was something I had contracted for as a soul to learn a specific lesson, to have that experience. And it sort of helped me detach from that a little bit, so I wasn't just focused on all the pain I still had, you know, and I just, it helped me to sort of heal that a lot, you know, and helped me to really kind of look at it from a different angle, because the timing was so specific in the chart. It was really freaky, you know, honestly. And it really blew me away when I heard that the first time in my numerology reading. So being able to do that for other people is really, it's really magical when that happens. When you're talking to someone and they're like, that is exactly me. I don't know how you're doing that, but that's exactly me. You know, it's always like you're whipping out this little magic trick, and it's really funny.
Right. It's fun. Yeah, I've had many people say to me during readings, it's like, well, funny you should say that.
Oh, yeah.
Because let me tell you why. Yeah.
Right. Or like, that is exactly what I'm experiencing right now. That's really freaky, you know.
Right.
So, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And a lot of numerology is you can read the textbooks and take classes and learn about it, but really what helps a numerologist to be better is to actually go out into the world, do a lot of readings for people, and then, you know, I apply it all over to, you know, like restaurants that I eat at. I always look at the address or office buildings, or, you know, I find it fascinating when places open, right, restaurants, and they close a couple of years later, or they turn over, or it's just applying it to your lives, the people in your lives, the relationships we have, and then out there in the world as well.
Well, and at this point, like, I feel like a lot of the time I can guess a lot of people's core numbers. I mean, at least some of them, pretty accurately, you know, just over the past several years I've been doing this, like, it just, you just are able to sort of sense that energy, and it's, again, that's really pretty cool, you know? So
yeah,
I'm like,
helps understand better.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. I'm like, oh, you're just, you know, you really kind of want to have your own freedom. You, like, have a bunch of tattoos. I'm getting a lot of five vibe off you, and I can usually find five in their chart somewhere. So, something like that.
Absolutely.
All right, well, Tracy, would you like, do you want to go ahead and dive into some readings here?
Sure.
All right, awesome.
Yeah,
okay,
we have a lot of callers
again,
this evening.
I know, right? I'm like, yeah, let's get to these guys. So, again, I'm going, when I will call out your area code and the first three numbers of your phone number, and then we'll ask for your name and your birthday, and then we'll kind of go from there. All right, so first caller here is going to be 780482.
Evening,
hey there,
Tracy
caller.
Alexander. Hello.
Hey,
evening,
how are
Tracy
you?
Alexander. Pretty good. How about yourself?
Good.
Oh, good.
Thanks for calling.
What is your name?
My name is Jay, and my birthday is March 24th, 1964. But before you go any further and calculate stuff, I got a question for you. I had a numerology reading actually in locally here, and I've got interesting stuff. I just wonder if you can do maybe a quick intro. I have a lot of sixes in my chart actually, like a soul number, my personality number. My birth date, and I think that's it. I've got a, what else is I can give you on here? Oh, my destiny is a 3.
Okay, gotcha. Thank you.
And other stuff, awesome. And that's going like, okay, well, this is interesting, because I was, like, really close to blaming my mom. why she wouldn't, you know, why am I like this? And I know why. It's numerology-wise. I was really close to blame my mom, where she wrote, you know, brought me up and things like that. But I said, no, I can't do that.
That's
right.
I'm going,
like, okay, this is the reason why. I'm going, like, okay, why is this happening? Because I'm going, like, I'm trying my best to get out of home and socialize and things like that. But it's not written in my numbers right now. And even actually finding, you know, a partner, it's, like, really interesting, too, because I'm really smart, too. So
yeah.
I'm just wondering, you know.
All right. So did you have a particular question?
Yes. Another person, a partner, I have to find somebody who's what, basically a same personality number, or what would you say? Like,
gosh, I would never go by just one number in a chart. I would, whenever I do relationships, I always look at a lot of the numbers in the chart. Because typically if you look at just personality numbers, that's going to draw you to each other, right? But there's going to be a lot of stuff under the surface, you know, that come along with the other numbers. So a lot of times you might be very attracted to somebody that have the same personality number, right? But then you get to know them better, and there might be other things in there.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think it often helps to even have a different personality number because, you know, like, it just kind of depends. I have a 7 personality number. Tracy and I, or no, actually, no, Tracy's not a 7 personality. But when I hang out with other seven personalities, we get each other. But oftentimes, they don't really talk a lot because 7 is not really so much of a gossipy, you know, talker, like gossipy, talky person. It just kind of depends on if you have a 7 personality. It's almost like if you are both interested in the same subject, that's awesome. But for a romantic partnership, sometimes you could just kind of sit around in silence, you know, for example. So it just depends on the number and depends on your own specific energy. Do you remember what your personality number was by chance?
Yeah, it is actually. It's 33 and it's a 33 number. I'm a 6, actually, for that.
Oh, cool. Yeah, you have a lot of 6 energy. I think it's...
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah. I feel like you're actually running... you actually sort of naturally run a lot of defined feminine energy, you know, and that's actually very interesting to me. I kind of feel like with your energy, I've seen charts like yours before, and just kind of like the way it feels is it's really... it's almost like you really kind of want to take care of someone, you know, in like a healthy way. You know what I mean? Because you are a born nurturer and you're a born partner. So it's almost like specific, like saying specific numbers doesn't really work for you. You know what I mean? Because it's going to be that sort of unique person that you kind of really want to nurture. Because with that 2 energy and that 6 energy, they're just really born to... They want to take care of people and help people and kind of stay in the background just a little bit. So, like, a specific set of numbers doesn't really work for that because 6 is really the most personally loving number of all the numbers. So, really, it's almost like, oh, gosh, Tracy, do you kind of know what I'm trying to say here a little bit? Because it's almost like with 6, I'm not saying 6s will go with anyone, but I feel like 6s
yeah.
are a little bit more flexible for who they will date or who they'll love because they really see the person underneath the surface.
Right.
It's almost like, you know, obviously you want to be physically attracted to them, but that's not all you're after. You know what I mean? Because you're after their heart and their soul. So.
Well, a lot of 6 is very responsible energy, so you definitely want somebody that's responsible, but you also have that 33 personality. That's, you know, the master energy, the teacher of teachers. And then if you're a 3 expression, you also want somebody that's going to have some fun, too. Right?
Yeah,
that 3 is very social and likes to be out and about. You also are an 11 life path, so you have master energy there, too.
Yeah, that's right. That's true.
Yeah.
I feel like it's going to be someone who's definitely going to inspire you on some level and someone that you can have fun with because that it's really, especially if you're looking at like a long-term relationship, that destiny number, that expression number is what it's often called to. That's really kind of like this thing that you're really trying to integrate in your life. And that's really what you want to be going toward. It's almost like what your soul is working toward. So your soul in this lifetime is actually working on having more fun and you're working on expressing yourself. And really bringing that into your kind of everyday life.
Yes.
So it is important, probably, like, you might want to, if you find someone with 3 energy, you might want to give that a shot, because 3s are also, 3s probably my favorite number, because 3s are just, 3s tend to be playful, expressive, creative, fun. They tend to be youthful looking, pretty attractive. I mean, everyone loves a 3, and I think a 3 just, like, might help you stay lightened up at the same time. You know, and a 3 might just be fun to hang around. So that, you know, like on an intuitive level, that's kind of what I'm feeling for you, is someone with that kind of playful vibe, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, definitely. And I almost see, you know, if we're talking about this year, if we're talking about like timing specifically, are you, I'm assuming that you're single right now, right? Correct?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So, you know, like whenever the 6 pops up in a personal month, I'm kind of looking at July for like the possibility of something like that happening. It could be a committed relationship. It doesn't have to be. That could also just be your family. But also in December, that would also be an interesting time to meet someone as well, because December is a 2 personal month. So whenever you have a 2 personal month around, that's about really your one-on-one relationships. And it tends to bring more of a romantic flavor into your life. So you could look at December for possibly, you know, even just having like a flirtation that could turn into something. You know what I mean? So it would be interesting to see. And I'm kind of looking more towards winter for you as far as romance goes. So I would love to see how that specific timing would work out. But do you find that helpful, Jay?
Oh, thanks so much. Yeah, thanks so much. You got a lot of callers ahead of us, so thanks so much. I'll keep you what's going on. So thanks so much.
Okay,
Faith.
Yeah.
Cool. Thank you.
I just want to add one thing. You have really big energy. Don't settle.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks, Jay.
Thanks, Tracy. Yeah. Thanks, Alexander.
Bye.
Yeah, that 11 life path is really big energy.
Mm-hmm.
That's,
well,
that's
it's 8 personal year, 8 pinnacle. Adds to the big master energy. Yeah.
Oh, totally. Yep, that's kind of like about, you know, like power and self-mastery and like declaring what you want, correct?
Mm-hmm. All right. Self-power, yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right, so we have 561247. Hey there, caller.
Hello.
Can we get your first name and your birthday?
Hi. Tracy. 12/16/70. Yes. Hi. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, yep.
What was the birthday again?
12/16/72.
All right. And what was your first name again? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Stacy?
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. All right. Alrighty.
And that was 12/16/74, right?
2/7/2.
Oh, 12/16/72. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Got it. Alrighty. Okay, well, sorry about that. Yeah, it was like, I don't think either of us got your correct birthday the first time. So I had like 12/15 in, so I'm glad I got 12/16/1972. All right, and did you have a specific question, or did you just kind of want us to do like a little general reading for you?
Yes, please, general.
Gotcha. All right, well, so Stacy, you are an 11-2 life path, just like our last caller. So the 11-2 is it's a pretty cool life path number, because, so I'll talk about the 2 first and then about the 11, because the 11 has a special meaning, okay? So the 2 life path is really someone who's very sensitive, very cooperative, very partner-oriented, someone who's very helpful, is really good at kind of staying in the background and kind of making sure that everything's okay. They tend to be pretty detail-oriented. And just like the two tends to be the sort of like sensitive helper vibe. And then that 11 is actually considered a master number. And what that means, it's almost like a highly charged version of the 2. Okay. So it's like a much more intuitive, much more psychic version of the 2. It's almost like you have this sort of empath energy where you can feel other people's emotions and other people's energy. can have a lot of deja vu experiences, a lot of really vivid dreams. It just tends to be a bit more of an intense energy. You have a lot more charisma, I think, than the average, too. You also have leadership skills as well. And the 11 tends to have a really sort of inspired idealism. I'm sure you have things that you really believe passionately about. And you really want to get along with people, and you really want harmony, but at the same time, if someone's going to, you know, like at the same time, you will really stand up for yourself and your beliefs and your ideals as well. Does that make sense?
Totally, yeah.
Okay. Yep, and then you also have your main challenge in your chart as well as a 2, and that's really talking about, some like maybe struggling with your sensitivity a bit, because like that's really bringing the empath thing through, and it's almost like setting boundaries. It's your like other people's energy and your energy, and kind of separating that a little bit, and then you might feel other people's emotions as your own emotions as well. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you got that 7. You got that 16 birthday. That 16 reduces to a 7. That 7 birthday is someone who brings in a great deal of spirit, like a great deal of wisdom. You also have this. It's almost like you're spiritual and analytical at the same time. That 16 birthday is really, really. It brings in this sort of very wise, connected, sort of sage energy to it. You know, it's almost like you can have these really sort of surprising insights. Because, like, the 11 is really psychic and doesn't really know it a lot of the time. And that 7 is bringing even more of that intuition psychic stuff through. But at the same time, the 7 is very very analytical. It's really good at just taking information and kind of breaking it down and categorizing it. And really, the 7 is also a really good researcher. And the 7 really kind of sees the truth in all things. And you really know on some level that everything kind of happens for a reason, in a sense. You know, like you really kind of like can sense synchronicity and things, and you can really just like really bring that through. Does that make sense as well?
Yeah. Mhm.
Yeah. Tracy, do you have anything to add?
Just that you're in a 9 personal year, so this year is kind of like if you think of like the end of when you have a garden, it's time to like clear everything out of the garden. So. Clearing everything out of your life, if you're, you know, going through all the stuff in your home, clearing out what you no longer need, but it's also clearing out old beliefs, old patterns, that type of thing this year. That's a big theme for you.
Yeah.
Are you going through any of that right now?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it's a good idea to clear out whatever you no longer need. Next year, you'll be in a 1 personal year, so you'll have a whole new beginning next year.
So what year, may I ask this question?
Sure, totally.
Because I feel like I am not settled. I want to get settled, you know, like in a relationship and stuff, but I think I've gotten comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep.
So
you know,
is your
so
question...
Go ahead.
No, you can go ahead, Alex.
I was going to ask what you were going to ask, I think. Is your question kind of like when are you going to feel more settled? And because...
It's not that... I don't want anyone, but I'm so focused on getting things in order, like career, home, you know, and I can, like, block that out of my mind. I didn't think it was intentional, but now I'm looking back, I'm like, I just thrust myself somewhere else.
Yeah. You know, like, as far as timing goes, so this year really is about, like, clearing out what no longer serves you, and it's really about self-healing on some level, and maybe healing some sort of, like, wounds from the past and things like that, and really kind of, like, looking at your life and being like, okay, I don't really want to do that anymore because that's really boring, and I'm really kind of sick of that, so I'd rather do something else. But right now it's almost like that phase that you're on is kind of, like, looking at, like, what you don't want anymore. So as far as kind of like that more settled feeling, I really kind of want to look toward, I always kind of look toward October, because that's going to be a one-person month for you. And that's really talking about that new beginning that I think you're looking for, and really that feeling of like that direction that you really, it's like, what road am I supposed to take and what direction am I supposed to go in? Would that be true to say that you feel like that?
Yeah.
So look toward like when October is here, that energy that you're going to feel and the events that are probably going to occur are going to get you onto that path, so you feel like you're actually in a more focused direction and you'll have some sort of idea of what you would like to create. So if you feel frustrated or just confused right now, that's totally okay. Just go with it. Don't resist it, because you're in the right place at the right time, even though it may not feel like that right now. So
okay.
I would just... It's like nine energy is almost about like surrendering and letting go to the universe and knowing that knowing that you are taken care of, even though you can't quite see it yet. But really, I think by the end of this year, you'll have a much better idea of where you're headed.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, Stacey.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Have a good night.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, that nine personally can be quite confusing sometimes because it really is about like just really kind of letting go in all senses of the word, you know, letting go of the pain of stuff that really like you're no longer interested in or kind of bores you. And even though it may not really feel like, even though you may be like, what is going on? I wish I had some idea what's happening in my life right now and what direction I'm headed in. I mean, the timing numerology is really pretty insanely accurate. So
clearing out issues from past lives as well. Big time in the nine year. Mm-hmm.
Totally. And that's always fascinating in that little That's always fascinating when that comes up as well. So, because I'm a nine life path, and nines just tend to be really, really interested in past lives, because it is just like you're sort of completing something on some level, karmically, on some sort of soul level. And obviously, seven energy is also very interested in past lives as well, because seven loves researching mystical sort of spiritual stuff. So,
getting to the bottom of everything.
Oh, absolutely. And I also wanted to throw out Tracy and I's each our individual websites, because we're just kind of doing mini readings tonight, and then a full reading goes a lot deeper. And so if you wanted to kind of check out our websites, you totally can. Tracy, your website is creativeinsightnumerology.com.
Mm-hmm.
And mine is hiddentruthnumerology.com. And, you know, I'm doing, like, YouTube videos for your monthly forecast and stuff like that. So if you're interested in doing a full reading with either of us, you can totally check out our websites, and we'd love to work with you. So just wanted to throw that out there, guys. All right, here. Let's take another caller. Let's take 951207. Hey there, caller. Can we get your first name and birthday?
Nathaniel, 5157.
5157, and you said it was Nathaniel?
Yes.
Perfect.
All right, welcome.
Thank you.
And do you have a specific question?
A general message might be good. I don't know if you do that.
Okay.
I'm looking for a job, and I think the job might entail a move, but I'm not sure. Or some kind of financing. I may need some help too. I don't know. I keep giving it away, but I don't know if I should.
Gotcha. Tracy, I'll let you go first this time if you want.
All right, you said 5157. You said a move. Yes, you are in a five personal year. A lot of times that's going to be a major change in your life, which can be a move, and like you said, possibly a new job. Last year, in my five personal year, I did move. And what was so interesting for me to learn in my five personal years, I'm like, all right, here we're going to change. Where's all this change? What I realized is I had to have patience around the change that I was waiting for. which I never even had considered before, you know, the patience of it. So, yeah, but you're right on as far as a move and that five being about change. Yep. Alex?
Yeah, and specifically look at May coming up here. I think will be a pretty exciting month for you. May, the one personal month, that's new beginnings. It's a very dynamic month as far as kind of action. One is a very action number, and five is also a very dynamic action number. So you put those two things together, and all of a sudden things start moving forward. Because April right now is a nine personal month for you. It's kind of like completion, letting go, sort of tying up loose ends, and almost kind of feels like it's like, what's next, guys? You know? But I think May coming up will – go ahead.
No, I just mean it. Just I'm just kind of thinking out loud, but I just kind of assume that that might mean a new job or a move or something new.
Yeah, it's definitely a new direction. It's like you're moving forward in your life. You know, it can definitely be news of a new job. It can be a move. It can be all of the above. It can be moving because of a new job. You know, and it's definitely the five is somewhat of a. It can be kind of like a roller coaster year sometimes. You know, and May is definitely kind of when that will, like, pick up a little bit. So,
yeah, you can get kind of jostled around in a five-personal year. Yeah, that was my experience.
Yeah, and, you know, your life path number also, so you're a one life path, and you're also a one birthday. So that's a whole lot of one energy, right?
My first four planets are in the 12th house.
Oh, wow.
Really? That's actually fascinating.
So the sun, the moon, Mercury, Venus, and then Mars is in the first house in Gemini.
That's actually quite fascinating because that 12th house is really, it's like hidden. It's like hidden talents, sort of like you express your energy and sort of some sort of background level, you know, and then like Mars in the first house, Mars in your first house is someone who's very action oriented, someone who likes to take action, especially Mars in Gemini is very interested and very like sort of different ideas. And it's almost like they're sort of constantly like, I find this interesting and then this interesting now. It's almost like you do this thing until you're bored and then this thing until you're bored. And that's kind of the same with one energy because one energy is really about, ones are really interested in their own ideas and their own thoughts and opinions and being individuals. And they're very, this sort of group of numbers, 1, 5, 7, they tend to be more mental, more intellectual numbers. And specifically, it's really, like with this one energy, it's about thoughts that come from you and your opinions and your sort of, in your sort of own truth. And it's really, in your whole life and what you tend to be good at. You tend to be good in leadership positions. You tend to be good. I would even say it even more like doing your own thing, like someone who's really great at sort of being independent and maybe in like a work situation. If like when people leave you alone and you can just do your thing, I think you probably do quite well. Would that be true to say?
Entrepreneur type.
Yeah, definitely. Yep, for sure.
Okay.
It's even like starting your own business too. Like one energy is like really, really good at that, and just sort of because one tends to be a very ambitious number as well. They really want to be at the top of the heap. They want to be successful, and because on some level, they feel like they really have the ability to be the best, and they kind of are the best, you know. But
it's a top dog kind of thing.
Totally, yeah. One energy is very masculine.
People born on the perfect people born on the first, it may be a type top dog kind of thing. I don't know.
Yeah, totally. That's actually
you want to be number one.
Yep. Well, and you actually, and your challenge is actually the one too. So sometimes I feel like your confidence could be like way up here, and then maybe something could kind of set you back, and then you feel like, oh God, am I actually good at anything? Is my confidence issues. Yeah. So, it's just about, it's sort of like a lifetime lesson of bringing that into balance and then knowing that you really are, you know, pretty awesome. So, and that you really can do it. So,
well, you're both amazing too. I appreciate
it. Oh, well, thank you. Thank you.
Wow, I'm really impressed.
Well, good.
Well, awesome.
We'll see you. We'll see you in May.
All right, awesome. Yeah. Let us know.
All right, and good luck to you and to whatever change comes about this year.
Oh, precious. Thank you so much.
Sure. You have a wonderful evening.
Bye.
All right. All right, cool.
Yeah.
I kind of loved his energy, actually. It was good.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's
always interesting when...
Right?
Do you?
Right.
Yeah. Well, the seven energy. Sevens get along really well with ones.
Totally.
Yeah. And
really
go
ahead. Sorry.
No, you go ahead.
No, you go ahead. You go ahead. You finish your thought, and then I'll jump in.
Okay. Let's see. What was I going to say? I always find it fascinating in somebody's chart when their life path is, say, a one, and then his challenge number is a one. And the challenge number is really you're amazing at that energy, but I like to say it as you put an obstacle course in place when you came into this life in order to get through it and then really, like in his case, be number one.
Yeah.
So I always
find
that fascinating. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's really interesting how that challenge number really represents sometimes like these emotional blocks as well, or these,
right.
You know, I mean, you know, it's the challenge number. So it's your challenge in life,
yeah.
You know? So especially, yeah, like when it does match that, like when it like matches a core number, it's fascinating how that energy can manifest. Cause I have a lot of four energy, for example, and four is this very disciplined, hardworking, supposed to be pretty organized energy. I have a four challenge, however, so four challenge can really manifest in two ways, and mine tends to be both. Your four challenge can be someone who's more like unorganized and kind of spacey and just kind of a fruit basket and can't really get anything done, or at the same time they can be overly serious and work too hard and really derive too much of their self-worth from work-related matters. And I kind of tend to both. Like I kind of tend to be kind of messy, but I'm a really hard worker, and I can really get a lot of stuff done when I want to. Almost like it almost tends to be like I tend to procrastinate too. And you have a four challenge, right, Tracy?
Oh yes, I do. And I think back earlier in my lifetime when I didn't have, well, I do. You know, I have one of the fours as my lifetime, but when I had a different one, you know, in my first challenge when I was younger, it just seems like so much easier to get things done when I didn't have that four challenge in there. Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah, so that's fascinating.
Weird.
Yeah.
It's weird how that manifests.
And we set our charts up before we come in, so that really helps me knowing that, too. Yeah, but I did this.
I
set up my own obstacle course, and I like to see it like a game. That really helps me instead of thinking of it as a challenge, thinking of it as an obstacle course, then it's playing a game. Yeah.
Totally. No, I totally agree with that. And I think having like a playful vibe is actually really important too. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Well, on to our next caller. We have 509-987. Hey there, caller. Can we get your first name and birthday?
Hi. Thanks for coming. My name is Erica.
Oh, you're welcome.
And thanks. I'm 12/4/93.
12/4/93. All right. And look at that four birthday. We're just talking about the four. Cool. All right, Erica. Do you have a specific? Go ahead.
Well, yeah. I also have a twin brother. So does that mean that everything is exactly like me? Like everything, we have the same chart?
Excellent question.
Yes. That's a really good question. I'll let you answer it, Tracy.
Well, no, that's not true. So the birthday part, your challenges, your pinnacles, and your birthday, those are exactly the same. But we also get a whole bunch of three core numbers from the birth certificate name. So that's where you guys would differ. So you definitely have some similarities, but you're not exactly alike.
Because his name is Eric, and I'm Erica.
Oh. Oh, my God.
Well, that was clever of your parents.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty hilarious.
Well, now, but your middle names are probably different, right?
We don't have any.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. We're, like,
well, then you are pretty similar.
And we're just a minute apart, if that makes any difference.
Wow.
Yeah. But anyway,
yeah, so your charts, your astrology charts are basically the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, very interesting.
Yeah. I want to know what you see in terms of romance in my chart. Well, I don't think it would be a chart, but based on my numbers, I guess. Numerology.
Yeah, we do a chart. We do a chart.
Oh, okay. Oh, mm-hmm. Nice.
All right. Did you want to go, Alex?
Sure. So, your life path number, for example, with some structure. So, you're actually you're an 11 life path too. Okay. And so that 2 energy, that 11-2 energy, they are really looking for their, you know, if you want to use the term soulmate or whatever, like whatever term you want to use, that like really deep partnership that they really crave, and that they are really well suited to be partners. In a sense, they're really, and you're really looking for that like soul connection, because that 11 is really, really intuitive. You're very psychically tuned in, and you may not realize it as well. But you just have like a really, really sensitive sort of intuitive helper energy to you, and you really have quite a big, I almost want to say aura or energy field, because there is that intensity about that 11 energy that they may not realize that they possess either. But you're actually in a 6-person year, and 6-person year is really great for romance, especially if you're looking for a committed relationship, because the 6 represents marriage, family, commitment. It is the most loving number on a personal level of all the numbers. If you look at the number 6, it almost looks like it's pregnant with love, you know? And so in a 6-personal year, we can really attract someone who wants to have a committed relationship. So actually, literally, I'm looking at May coming up, because May is a 2-personal month. And that, like, when you get 2 and 6 together, those are those loving, committed relationship numbers. So I'm honestly pretty excited for you. So you can really, really draw in a relationship like that this year. So actually really coming up. So that's pretty exciting. Tracy, do you kind of see anything regarding that as well?
Yeah, that just the 6-personal year really jumped out at me, like you said. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, and this pinnacle that you're in too, so a pinnacle is almost like these chapters of our lives, like these big themes. And this first pinnacle you're in is a 7 pinnacle. So if you're going to be in this, in like a really kind of great relationship, I kind of feel like you could attract someone with a, because like the 7 is a very unique, different vibe. I'm sure you have the experience. I feel like you've had probably maybe some spiritual or paranormal experiences, or maybe just like sort of events that kind of have kind of stayed in the background a little bit. It's almost like you really have this, I feel like you have like a really, really private sort of inner life, like a really, really vibrant, intense inner life. Really, my boyfriend is in a 7 pinnacle, and he's a really intense artist, right? So he has all these, sort of, and he also has 11 energy. So he has all these really just insanely inspired, wonderful thoughts and really, like really great art that really kind of go on just inside his brain, you know? So when I'm like, do you want to go out to the club or something? He's like, no, I'm just going to say I'm going to draw, because that's what I want to do. And I'm like, okay. You know, someone who understands that, I think, would be actually like really beneficial and important to you. Does that kind of make sense what I'm talking about?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
And it was funny because you guys were talking about the 2 and the 6, and today's the 26, you know?
Oh, totally. Like, You know, and when you notice stuff like that, I really feel like that's your soul, your higher self kind of like getting your attention, like, oh, synchronicity, like you're on the right track, you know? So definitely.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah, I'm definitely excited. There's a lot of potential in May for something like that happening. So, and I feel like if we kind of just tune into you energetically, you really have a lovely, I don't know, just a lovely energy, you know. So I think in like that really helps in attracting someone, that you're not attracting someone from like a really desperate place or from a place like where like I need a partner to survive and be whole and. So if you I feel like you might be approaching that from a really balanced place, and that's really, really helpful and kind of attracting that relationship that you really want. So,
does it show when I would get married on my numbers, through my numbers? I'm thinking early 30s. No, like late 20s.
Yeah, for that we would need that's where you get into more of the birth certificate and you get into the more advanced astrology. Or I'm sorry, numerology.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah, I'm just hoping. I think more like 26, I think, is a good number, maybe 28. But yeah, anything before that, I'm too young.
Gotcha.
All
yeah,
right.
You know,
well, thank you for your time tonight. Huh?
You're very welcome. Thanks for calling in, Erica.
Yeah.
Oh,
thank you.
Okay. Bye. Thanks.
Bye.
Have a good night.
Thank you.
I feel like we've had, like, the sweetest callers tonight, Tracy.
Yeah. Really sweet energy.
Like, oh, you guys are awesome. I just so. All right.
I know, it's like I want to follow everybody and see how they're doing.
I know, you lovely little sweethearts with your two energy, you know. So, or
yeah,
even,
that's the
or
theme
even,
of the evening.
Yep, relationships for sure.
And the number
all
two.
Right. Yes. Okay, so looks like our next caller here is 856-776. Hey there, caller. Can we get your first name and your birthday?
Hi, this is Laura. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Laura.
Sure. Hi, Laura.
My birthday is
10/1/63. 10/1/63?
Yes.
All right. And do you have a specific question this evening, or did you want a general?
I do have a specific question. I am thinking about buying a fixer-upper home, and I wondered if that was something that is a good idea or, you know, something that I should be doing.
Mm-hmm.
Can you repeat the question for me? I'm sorry, I couldn't really hear you.
I'm thinking about buying a house that's a major fixer-upper. And,
oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, I want to know how that's going to go, if I should even do it.
Gotcha. Tracy, did you want to go first?
Sure. So you are in a one personal year. So this is when personal years, they go in basically 9-year cycles. So you go 1, 2 consecutively up to 9, and then you start a whole new 9-year cycle. So since you're in a one personal year this year, you're starting your whole new 9-year cycle. You're also a one birthday. So my sense is, the one has a lot of innovative ideas. They want to do things their way. So my sense is a yes. That it'll be a good time for this. What do you sense, Alex?
Yeah, totally. Because, I mean, so like the one personally or specifically, it's about new beginnings, you know, new directions. But the one is a very determined number. It's almost like I can really see you like strapping on a tool belt and just like going to town on this house and making it the way that you want it, you know, and like, and really it's like tackling this big, you're really, I think, in a good place energetically this year to be tackling a project like that. So, and that one birthday, just like Tracy said, that birthday number is a talent you possess in this lifetime that's just kind of yours, and that one birthday is going to do quite well in a one personal year. So I think it sounds actually like a pretty, I mean, I think that sounds like a pretty good idea. Have you, you haven't, I'm actually even looking at May too, for because May is a 6 personal month. The 6 energy is all about home and family and rules real estate matters as well. So I could see possibly even I could see May or July as far as purchasing the house or closing on the house or kind of like deciding what you want to do. But I'm saying May and July are lighting up for me. So, but I can definitely see like going ahead and like just really kind of killing it. So, and
okay.
Killing it in a good way, I guess. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, you also have a two pinnacle. That's energy that's there, you know, to assist you. And this time of your life, and the two is about patience. So, you know, the one, like we said, new beginnings, and you're really going to go for it. But as you weave your way through, you know, this fixer-upper, bring the patience hat along with you so you can put that on when you need it.
Oh, okay. Great.
Oh, and we should probably mention, too, also, you're that three life path. That life path number is really who you are without having to try. It's almost like the energy and talents that you possess without trying, basically. It's kind of like who you are as a soul. The three is really super-duper creative, and it's really likes to express itself. And so when you get into, you know, like you know, having like getting a house that's a fixer-upper, like just making it your vision and the way that you want it, making it fun and like kind of your specific vibe and vision is really, really cool. Because you can find three energy doing a lot of artistic stuff. So like when it comes to like interior decorating, you know, like something like that, you really have that on lockdown too. So this whole thing is yours. You know, I really like kind of like every aspect of it you can do, you know, so.
You have a lot of potential here.
Yep.
I agree.
For sure.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yes, you're welcome.
Welcome.
Have fun.
Thank Thanks for calling in.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
All right, cool. Yeah, good luck to her. That's awesome. Awesome.
Yeah, hey. That is. I want to see the house when it's done.
I know. I just would never want to do something like that.
We don't have enough one energy, Alex. We don't have that.
Yeah, I don't. Well, like, I have a lot of seven energy. Seven doesn't really, they're not a big fan of physical labor, honestly. Like, you know, when someone's like, Alex, want to help me with this renovation project? I'm like, no, I don't. really don't.
No, thank you.
No, thanks. I'd rather read a book. You guys just do it over there. I don't really care. So I just want a peaceful vibe. So
that's right.
All right. Let's take a – we probably have time for, what, do you think, maybe one more caller here, Tracy?
Let's see. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, let's take one more caller, and then we'll kind of wrap up here. So we have let's see who we got next. We have 856-429. Hey,
hi,
caller,
how are
you? Can we get your first name and your birthday?
Sure, 1231. It's Rosemaria.
All right, 1231. And what was your birth year, Maria?
74. Rosemaria.
Rosemaria.
Gotcha. Right. Oh, Rosemaria. Gotcha. Pardon me.
All right. And did you have a specific question, or did you want a general reading?
I know there's some changes, but hopefully if you can pick up, like, moving with a job / relationship. I think there's a mixture in there, I believe.
All right.
All right. So I guess, yeah, I'll go ahead and jump in. So this year for you specifically is a sixth personal year. So if there are changes, a lot of times it's in regards to home and family matters. And as far as career goes, you can maybe even have a promotion or do something new in your career, but it will come with a lot more responsibility. You can have it like a nice little bump in pay, but the six energy, it's this responsible family energy. So as far as career or work goes, it's almost like you'll have more responsibility this year. But really this year is about nurturing others, your nest, your home, your family. So kind of like what are you sensing in your life that you're like having changes around, Rosemaria? Can I ask that?
Like changes like more intuitive, like meaning like relationships, like not communicating, but I can sense what's said and what's going on, and like job-wise and like home life, family stuff like that. Like more spiritual.
Yep, that's total six energy. And you really a six person year, you really, really work on your committed relationships. If you're married or whatever it is, or with your family or with your friends that feel like family, you're really kind of about that emotional sort of heart space this year and really working on those relationships. The 6 year is always, it's always about being of service to others. So people may lean on you a little bit more this year. You know, you might be in like a shoulder to cry on sometimes, or even just to hang out with, you know what I mean? But you'll feel like you are sort of, I feel like you might feel like you're people's rock this year as well. Does that kind of make sense to you?
Yeah, I can sense that.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, and the 6 year, too, it's about not giving all of your energy away as well, because you have to still think about yourself and put yourself first to make sure that you have enough energy to help other people as well.
True. I'm learning that. Mm-hmm. Almost there.
Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah. That's very important.
Cool.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Yeah,
for sure.
You are very welcome. I mean, in Frigo, you are that one life path. The one life path is someone who is independent, who is original and creative, who is very much their own unique individual person. So it's interesting being in a six person year as a one life path, because ones are kind of do what they want. Like, they kind of want to do what they want to do, you know?
True.
And they really may not, like, want someone else's opinion in there. So
right.
It's almost like this year it's kind of like, you know, maybe learning some balance or kind of just, you know, like little interesting quirks that go along with that. So, yeah, you know, rock your energy,
true.
Rosemaria. I think that you're right on target and kind of like what you're sensing as far as like what's kind of coming up this year for you. So, and
cool.
Okay. Right,
and you said,
go ahead.
I can sense
that it's coming up soon, so it's like I just got like anxious like 10 minutes ago before I got on with you guys.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to say you have a seven pinnacle right now also, so that energy is the spiritual energy that you were talking about a little bit earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And so meditating would be so beneficial for you, because you're going to pull in energy, you're going to pull in intuitive energy that well. And doing research on spiritual topics and maybe taking some spiritual classes also, that would help you.
Cool.
Totally. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And like
cool.
That like, meditation will help you to naturally tune into your own intuition more, so that anxiety feeling, you might be able to actually pinpoint, say with meditation, what that might mean for you. You know, like,
okay.
Oh, I just got this feeling, you know, like you might be able to, it's sort of like meditation really helps clear your mind, and like you don't need to do it for hours a day, just like 5-10 minutes, you know, just really breathe in and out, breathe in and out, and then sort of like all those thoughts that are roaming, like they're sort of spinning your head, like, you know, like little tornadoes that you can't, that will help
right.
Really kind
cool.
of calm and center you. So, yeah.
Good point, that one. Cool. Appreciate
yeah.
it.
That will really
all right.
help. All right. Well, good luck to you.
Thank you.
Right,
have a good night.
You're very welcome.
Gosh, I want to thank all of our callers. We had quite a few in the chat room as well. It was just so nice to have everybody on and to have such wonderful callers. And thank you for calling. And sorry if you didn't get your question answered, but we will definitely do this again.
Yep. Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure. We are definitely excited to have you guys here. We love talking to you, and we love doing numerology. And again, my website is hiddentruthnumerology.com. Again, that's hiddentruthnumerology.com. So it's HIDDEN truthnumerology.com. Tracy, your website is creativeinsightnumerology.com. You can also find our show on Facebook. So it'll be Moonlighting by Numbers just on Facebook. You can just kind of type it in the search bar and pull it up. And you can see if you didn't get a chance to call in tonight when we're going to have another show. So you can definitely call in and get a reading then. Anything else? I think
that's it for now.
Awesome. Well, until next time, everyone, have a great week and be well.
Thanks.